The husband-wife music duo of Twin Flames say they're excited to meet and open for Jan Arden on a Surrey theatre stage later this month. One of the things that passed the time for us during the pandemic was watching Jan Arden's TV show, noted Sunchild Dear Oakpick, or Jaji. Her legendary status and being able to perform on the same stage as her was something that really excited us. It's an honor. Arden and Quebec-based Twin Flames, along with local band Ranj Singh and The Discriminators, will perform Saturday, September 28 at Bell Performing Arts Centre during a Building Hope Gala benefit concert for Surrey-based Options Community Services, in support of initiatives to build affordable housing in the area. It's a cause close to the heart of Twin Flames' Jaji and partner Chelsea Jadoin, or Chelsea June, who have created moving acoustic electric folk music for nearly a decade. When we heard about what Options is trying to do and provide for folks, it hit really close to home for both Jaji and I, said Chelsea June in a Zoom call with the Now leader from their home in Cantley, just north of Gatineau, Ottawa. We now have this beautiful story about our home and how we found it and all of this, but we had a really long road getting here. As a family, we've had hard times, and when we were first starting out together, we were very fortunate to have social housing help us out because we were both in transition periods and really struggling financially. So we know how much these programs are needed, and home security is just so crucial. If you don't have a proper roof over your head, it's really hard to dream of any kind of future, June said, especially when you have children and you're worried about what neighborhood you're living in, what schools they're going to or what they're going to be encountering just walking out of the front door. Twin Flames has written and recorded music in their home, naturally, and on September 12 the duo released, Just Like a Ghost, a song included on a forthcoming LP Hugging the Cactus, out October 18. Their fall months are busy with concerts including the special one in Surrey, to see Twin Flames perform as a duo with a little help from a sound technician. Tickets are sold on bellperformingartscenter.com. It's a very ethereal experience, Jaji explained. We play a lot with effects from our tech and what I have at my feet for guitar, and what we have as far as percussion and the flutes. It's a very haunting and melodic exchange with the storytelling. Twin Flames' new album includes a cover of the Animals' classic, House of the Rising Sun, and a few years ago the duo recorded a haunting version of Grace 2 by the Tragically Hip. The story of how they fell in love with the hip classic is a good one, but long. We were offered to be a part of a legacy tribute concert the year after Gord Downie passed away, and it was to raise funds for the Gord Downie and Chaney Wenjack, said June, so it was an incredible opportunity for us at a time when we were little fish in a big pond, very small. They were planning to perform Fiddler's Green, but we're told that no, sorry, it was going to be sung by someone else that same night. So on our drive from Ottawa to Burlington, it's about a five-hour drive, we got that phone call. We were like, holy crap. What are we going to? So literally, we Google searched the Tragically Hip's top 10 songs and I was reading out the titles. He, Jaji, was driving and when I read out this title, we both went, oh, what's that one? It was, Grace 2. We played it and instantly loved it, because everything Gord did had a beautiful amount of grace, you know? We listened to it over and over and over again on that five-hour drive, June continued. We got to soundcheck right away, plugged in, and that was the first time we ever played it. It's still such a magical memory for me because it just came out that way and stayed exactly that way when we recorded it later, pretty much. Jaji figures there was a little bit of Gord in the air just guiding us along the way, that night. Having to play it in front of 2,000 people 2 hours, after soundcheck, was terrifying, and we were told that there were special guests in the crowd, and it was something that we felt very compelled to go ahead and do anyways. It was very spontaneous, on the spot. On a later date, at another concert, Twin Flames got to meet Downey's appreciative family, who gave them their blessing to go ahead and record Grace 2, in tribute. The song essentially went on and had a life of its own after it got released and got us on commercial rock radio all across Canada organically, which is still not very common for Indigenous acts to be on mainstream radio in Canada.